subheading, "As in the days of Gibeah, he will remember their error." Hosea 9:9 reads in full, "They have gone down deep in bringing ruin, as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their error. He will give attention to their sins." The days of Gibeah have to do with a gross sin that took place during the time of the judges. The account in the 19th chapter of the book of Judges contains the account of good-for-nothing sexual perverts who intended to sodomize a man who was staying overnight as a guest in Gibeah. Instead, though, the man gave them his concubine, and the sex-crazed mob ended up raping her to death. Outraged by the atrocity, the man cut the dead woman's body up into 12 parts and sent a piece to each of the 12 tribes. The result was that all the tribes of Israel were shocked by the depravity of the crime and came against the tribe of Benjamin and demanded that they hand the guilty men of Gibeah over to them to be put to death in accord with the law. Judges 10:13 reports, "Accordingly, the tribes of Israel sent men to all the tribesmen of Benjamin, saying, 'What is this bad thing that has been brought about among you? And now give over the men, the good-for-nothing men that are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death, and let us clear out what is bad from Israel.'" However, the verse goes on to say, "And the sons of Benjamin did not want to listen to the voice of their brothers, the sons of Israel." As a consequence of Benjamin's foolish refusal to do justice, war erupted. And as a result, the city of Gibeah was burned to the ground, and the tribe of Benjamin was nearly wiped out of existence. It should be noted, though, that Jehovah sanctioned the war against Benjamin. Something similar to the horrific sex crime of Gibeah has happened among Jehovah's Witnesses today, only on a much grander scale. As related already, in recent years, thousands of cases of child sex abuse have come to light within the organization. And as was the case of the original sex crime in Gibeah, the Watchtower's scandalous pedophile problem has been broadly publicized. First, though, it must be pointed out that the sex crime of Gibeah was not the reason for the Civil War, nor was it the reason Jehovah called attention to Gibeah's error centuries later. Had the Benjaminites turned the guilty men over to be executed, as the law prescribed, the sex crime, as shocking as it was, may not have even been mentioned in the Bible. It was the Benjaminites' stubborn refusal to allow justice to take place that was the real sin of Gibeah. So too, in a similar manner, the Watchtower and Jehovah's Witnesses have gone down deep in bringing ruin upon themselves by stubbornly refusing to do justice in the eyes of God in behalf of the many thousands of children of Jehovah's Witnesses who have been victimized by pedophiles and rapists in the congregations. How deep down has the Watchtower gone in bringing ruination upon themselves? Consider a few facts. The Society maintains a secret database with the names of over 20,000 pedophiles. And just like the Benjaminites, the organization has done everything in its power to shield child molesters from facing the consequences for their crimes. As is the Watchtower's policy, and as numerous experiences testify, the congregations and often even family members are not even warned when a suspected pedophile is in their midst. In many cases, victims were told not to call the police, to report the crimes committed against them, and were threatened with disfellowshipping if they did so. And even when abusers are disfellowshipped, they are often soon reinstated, and the congregation is never made aware of the nature of their sin, thus putting more children at risk. As a consequence of that code of silence, the Watchtower is directly responsible for giving abusers safe haven to practice their vile sins upon Jehovah's innocent lambs. Considering that the sin of Gibeah involved a relative handful of good-for-nothing perverts and only one victim, we may begin to get some approximation of Jehovah's displeasure over the watchtower's failure to better protect the very children Jehovah has entrusted to them. One of the watchtower's spokesmen states that the watchtower has published much information to help parents to protect their children from pedophiles. True, the Watchtower's literature does indeed have a number of articles on the topic of child abuse prevention. However, most of the articles do not directly deal with the problem of pedophilia among Jehovah's Witnesses, nor do they specifically warn parents of the dangers from within the congregations. The Watchtower article entitled, "Let Us Abhor What Is Wicked," specifically addresses instances when one of Jehovah's Witnesses commits an act of child abuse. But the article makes no clear acknowledgement that the victim could also very well be a child in the congregation. The Watchtower's public relations and legal departments are obviously intent on cultivating misleading impression that the perpetrators of child abuse are either not Jehovah's Witnesses, or if they are, then their victims are not. As an example, the April 8, 1999 Awake magazine has an article entitled, "Who Will Protect Your Child?" On page 4, the article states, quote, "Think of the heartbreak of parents who have discovered, too late, that their children have been abused by a trusted clergyman, teachers, or even close family members. It would be good for you as a parent to ask yourself, does my church tolerate or cover up child abuse? Is my religion holding firmly to high moral principles? Answers to such questions could help you to make wise choices in protecting your children." End quote. Considering that the Awake is written primarily for Jehovah's Witnesses, it is very unlikely that the children of Jehovah's Witnesses will ever be sexually molested by trusted clergymen. And as the Watchtower is well aware, many thousands of children of Jehovah's Witness parents have already been molested by Jehovah's Witnesses. And yes, some of the perpetrators have been trusted elders and ministerial servants and otherwise respected brothers in the congregation. Rumors have circulated for years that even a respected member of the governing body was guilty of having sex with Bethel boys back in the 1980s. And although he eventually left Bethel, he remained an overseer until his death. If the Watchtower is really interested in helping Jehovah's Witness parents protect their children from pedophile predators, why does not the Awake article warn parents to be on guard against leaving their children with brothers in the congregation? Certainly, that would be the honest and responsible thing to do, seeing that the Watchtower is fully aware that thousands of pedophiles lurk within the congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses. And instead of posing the question, does my church tolerate or cover up child abuse, why not pose the much more relevant question, does my local body of elders tolerate or cover up child abuse? The Watchtower's hypocrisy is appalling, which must be why Jehovah stated the following at Hosea 10:2. Their heart has become hypocritical. Now they will be found guilty. Truly, Bethel has gone deep in bringing ruin upon Jehovah's people by their own treachery and hypocrisy.